Now it's time to be educated and entertained by the country's most famous environmental scientist, Joey B. has researched grizzly bears, wolves, and birds of prey. He continues to travel all across America to bring you the very best that nature has to offer. Be ready to be amazed. Here's your host, Joey B.
Hello and welcome to Joey B's Outdoor Adventure. Man, do I have the coolest job. I travel all across America to bring you the very best that nature has to offer. Today, it's Joey B on the road. Many times, people who love the outdoors look for places to learn about a specific outdoor activity or nature so they can become better stewards of the land. At a recent trip to the fly fishing show, I met up with Christina, who is involved in an excellent organization called Casting for Recovery. We stepped out of the noisy show to the lobby of the Doubletree Motel to record. You will hear some background sounds, but our message is loud and clear about Casting for Recovery. And this show is brought to you by Ramsey Outdoor Stores. Whether you shop online or in one of their stores, your experience will successfully gear you up for your next adventure. Simply go to RamseyOutdoor.com. So let's go on the road with Christina and Casting for Recovery. So this is Joey B. on the road. I'm here with Christina for Casting for Recovery. Tell me about your organization.
Casting Recovery is a wonderful organization. It's been around for 20 years. In fact, we're just celebrating our 20th anniversary. And it is an organization that is dedicated to bringing breast cancer survivors out into nature and teaching them how to fly fish. We've discovered, or it was discovered about 20 years ago by the founders, that the activity and the motion of fly fishing is very beneficial to women who are recovering from breast cancer surgeries. Just that gentle, rhythmic motion of casting is, you know, just a good physical therapy and mimics a lot of physical therapy that women, you know, go through after their surgeries. But additionally, I don't have to tell you or tell anybody that fly fishes, the mental aspect, the freedom, and the enjoyment of nature is just unprecedented, you know, especially with fly fishing. Fish live in the most beautiful places in the world, and it's so soothing and therapeutic. A lot of breast cancer survivors, and especially in this day and age, when women are holding down a job, they're managing a family, then they end up going through this illness and everything that they have to deal with, they never really seem to have an opportunity to find time for themselves and really emotionally heal from their experiences. So fly fishing and, you know, Casting for Recovery is an opportunity to introduce women in a very safe environment to fly fishing, teach them about it, expose them to all the beauty that it is, and get encourage women to get out into nature.
So, and by the way, I think that's a great mission that you're on.
Mm-hmm.
So, someone who has breast cancer, how do they find out about who you are and what you do?
Well, outreach opportunities like the one we're experiencing this weekend over at the Somerset Show. We try to take advantage of any outreach opportunities we have are available in the area. We do Earth Days. We participate in our local TU chapters. We rely on, you know, other people in the fly fishing community to also spread the word. But mainly it's events and also through medical offices and word of mouth.
Well, I happen to be a member of Trout Unlimited. Mm-hmm. So how has Trout Unlimited been able to help you?
By having a large body of individuals that are dedicated to fly fishing and dedicated to, you know, everything that embraces fly fishing and being exposed to Casting for Recovery. So we try to get involved with our local TU chapters, take advantage of participating in any sort of Earth Days or Field Days or, outreach days that they have and just kind of spread the word.
Now, is it a national organization?
Yes. In fact, it's we have international participation as well. I think they just started a Casting for Recovery group in Australia. So, this is a national organization, and we have retreats in almost all 50 states.
See, that in itself is a wonderful thing. Mm-hmm. So give me, and I know that you're one of the instructors, give me what a typical day or weekend would be like. So a woman who is a breast cancer survivor now, which is an awesome thing. My mom's a breast cancer survivor for 20 years. And so now it's an awesome thing. They're going to show up. Tell me about the weekend.
Oh, the weekend is so much fun. Each weekend centers around 14 participants, 14 breast cancer survivors. Most of the women that participate in this have had zero fishing experience, especially fly fishing experience. A lot of them are very apprehensive about fly fishing and fishing in general. But we each retreat is held at an off-site location. Some are at hotels, some are at beautiful retreats. It depends on the state. And the women arrive. We outfit them in waders and boots and gear and hats. And then we all take pictures and we have a good time laughing, you know, standing around in our waders.
So, that part of it just got to be fun because most of those women, like you said, probably have never been in a pair of waders before.
They've never been in a pair of waders. Yeah. No, and it's so much fun. They're, you know, they're learning how to get in and out of waders. And everybody's, you know, feeling silly, but they're also feeling silly together. So, you know, it's really a tremendous amount of fun. And then that evening, we get to know each other. We have support groups. The women get to, you know, talk about their experiences and talk about, how they came to that weekend and, you know, what brought them there. And then the whole weekend is a mixture of, building workshops where women have an opportunity to share their experiences. And then also fly fishing, you know, tutelage. They learn, we have some classes where the women learn about fly fishing, the dynamics of fly fishing, everything that's involved with fly fishing. Then we have casting classes and we go out and we learn how to cast the fly rod. And then we kind of, it's all interspersed with, you know, kind of like fun activities and games and a lot of food. Oh, God.
Food is a good thing.
Yeah, it is.
Everywhere I go in life, food sort of like, I revolve around food everywhere I go. So that's a good thing.
Exactly. And it's a lot of fun. And then we have like some meaningful experiences throughout the weekend as well. I don't want to give away too much because it is kind of a surprise. And it's kind of fun how the whole thing unfolds all weekend. But then the entire experience culminates on Sunday with a day of fly fishing. And we have our 14 participants are taken out with their own private guides on water that's either usually donated by a private water source, you know, in the area, whether it's a private resort or a club that has a private structure water. It's usually donated, so you get to be on a prime piece of water, and you have a personalized fly fishing instructor that takes you out and is your guide for the day, and you learn how to, you know, go out in the water, and you exercise all the skills that you've learned for that weekend. And then at the end, we have a picnic and an award ceremony, and it's just a wonderful time. It's just incredible.
That sounds awesome. So let me ask a question. If somebody wanted to donate financially, how would they go about doing that?
Oh, absolutely. And it's a really good question because every state has, you can donate to Casting for Recovery on a national level, which helps the entire program on a national level. But you also have the ability to donate to your state of choice. So you know that your funds are going directly to women in that state. So for New Jersey, from the people that are participating, you know, this weekend at Somerset, we encourage them if they want to give online, they can go to the website to make sure that they indicate that they're donating for the New Jersey Casting for Recovery program. And this way, all their donation dollars go directly towards women in New Jersey.
Would that be castingforrecovery.org? So this way, people who are listening right now know exactly. By the way, don't go there yet. Stay tuned to the show. Then go there and donate. Yeah, but is that correct?
That is correct. Castingforrecovery.org.
And the gear that you use, where does that come from?
That is managed by our national office. They have a huge inventory of waders and hats and gear and boots and vests and everything. And they manage it and they clean it and take care of it and sanitize it. And for every retreat that goes on, they package it up and send it out to us to use. They also send over rods. But we have so many. I have to tell you, one of the most amazing things about this program is the amount of support that we get and the amount of people that want to help this organization. We have in New Jersey, we have a set of fly rods that were handmade and donated to us by a supporter just out of the generosity of his heart. So we use our own fly rods that are, you know, for us, and it's just amazing.
That is so cool. Again, people want to get involved, and this is what America is all about.
Mm-hmm.
Want to get involved, want to help. Here's a great organization to get involved in. I know that you and I will discuss about fly fishing in general on our stroll back into the show.
Sure.
But, Christine, I just want to thank you from the bottom of my heart for what you do.
Absolutely.
And for making a difference in the lives of everyone. So I want to thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you for having me here.
You can follow all of my adventures online at joeybee.tv. That's joeybee.tv. And a very special thank you to the men and women of our armed forces for keeping us free, and for our police and firefighters for keeping us safe. May God bless America. Until next time, this is Joey B. Enjoy life's adventures.